This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Joker beat the October record and It Chapter 2 with a $93.5 million opening. Not only does that easily break the October opening record set by last year's Venom with $80.2 million, it also beats the $91 million opening of It Chapter 2. The movie's been getting a lot of criticism for being too dark, but based on the box office numbers, there's nothing dark about that. Nope. Author Suzanne Collins' new Hunger Games prequel officially has a name. The upcoming book will be titled The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes and will serve as a precursor to the dystopian Ya series, which first introduced fans to the fictional world of Pan Am across three Hunger Games books between 2008 and 2010. Are you hungry for more games? Sure you are. Demi Moore is overwhelmed that her memoir Inside Out has topped the New York Times bestsellers list. Yep, the ghost actress, 56, said she never thought her candid memoir would ever take off the way that it did. She said, quote, "This is so much more than I could have expected, and I'm so overwhelmed by the support," unquote. Plus, she made Ashton Kutcher's head spin. A Florida state attorney has declined to file charges against actress Stacey Dash, who was arrested for domestic battery following an argument. Dash's husband, Jeffrey Marty, wrote, "Today, the state attorney made the right call by declining to file charges against my wife, Stacey. She was arrested over my objection at the time," unquote. Plus, she belted him. Angelina Jolie is currently promoting her new movie, Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. Jolie's 2016 split from Brad Pitt shocked the world, and the actress recently said, quote, "I feel like I'm coming full circle. What's expected of me?" And the answer was, "I want to be who I've always been. So instead of hiding my wild side, I'm bringing it out. I want to feel free," unquote. Yep, you've been warned. Travis Scott denied rumors that he cheated on Kylie Jenner before their split. The Sicko Mode rapper, 28, took to Instagram to deny that he was unfaithful to Kylie, 22, during their relationship. He wrote, "It's really affecting when you see false things said about you. These false stories about me cheating are simply not true." That must be why he's the highest in the room. R. Kelly is being accused by prosecutors of hiding massive amounts of cash in his childhood friend's bank account. The singer has been accused of lying about being broke. Their investigation has uncovered Kelly diverting his music royalty payments to a third party. Prosecutors state the defendant's contention that he has almost no financial resources is false. Lying perv. Camila Cabello finally just came clean and admitted she's completely in love with Shawn Mendes and that the couple are pretty happy together. The Havana singer, 22, has now made a public declaration of love. When the two recorded I Know What You Did Last Summer in 2015, Cabello said they got to spend more time together and got close. Plus, she loves it when he calls her señorita. The University of Kansas has apologized for a risque Snoop Dogg show at Hoops event. That's because when Snoop Dogg performed, stripper poles were wheeled onto the Allen Fieldhouse floor and fake money was shot over the heads of prospective recruits. Athletic director Jeff Long said, quote, "We expected a clean version of the show," unquote. That's just Snoop being Snoop. Lauren Cohan walked away from The Walking Dead, but now she's headed back. Cohan, who played Maggie Green starting in season 2, left as a full-time cast member to pursue other projects after the 8th season. She then made a few guest appearances in the 9th. Now she's back, as the show has been renewed for an 11th season of limb-chomping fun. Simon Cowell has allegedly ended his feud with Sharon Osbourne as the music mogul claimed he had called for peace during a phone call. Cowell said, quote, "I phoned her up the other day and said, look, I'll be honest with you. How could I criticize you for being mouthy when it's the reason I hired you in the first place? And I would welcome her back if she wanted," unquote. Feud over. Ginger Baker, the volatile and propulsive British musician who is best known for his time with the power trio Cream, has died at the age 80. Baker wielded his jazz technique to help break open popular music and become one of the world's most admired and feared musicians. And we have Ginger to thank for decades of lengthy rock concert drum solos. His were the first. R.I.P. Jim Carrey is now an author. In addition to starring in movies, having his own Showtime television series, and putting out a consistent stream of artwork on Twitter, Carrey has co-written a novel with Dana Vachon titled Memoirs and Misinformation, which is described as a fearless and semi-autobiographical deconstruction of persona. Well, alrighty then. Pop star Sia has revealed she's suffering from a neurological disease and chronic pain. She shared the news, saying that she wants others who suffer similarly to know that they do not suffer alone. "Hey, I'm suffering with chronic pain and a neurological disease, and I just wanted to say to those of you suffering, whether physical or emotional, I love you. Keep going. Feel better soon, Sia." The Trash Bin. Comedian Andy Dick has pleaded not guilty to groping a driver from a ride-hailing service. Dick entered the plea in court to one count of misdemeanor sexual battery. Prosecutors say he groped a driver 18 months ago in West Hollywood. In the past, he's been arrested and sued over several other groping accusations. 53-year-old groping idiot. What a dick.
The news wrap-up.
The Call of Duty mobile game broke records with 100 million downloads in the first week. A new, smaller, cheaper iPhone could boost sales in early 2020. According to a new survey, teens are choosing YouTube over Netflix for the first time. Amazon has a new tablet that costs half as much as the cheapest iPad, but does anyone care?
Nope.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Joker stays on top of the box office for the second week.
The number one album.
Summer Walker, Over It. That's the number one album this week.
The number one app.
It's Minecraft, back on top again.
The number one book.
Blowout by MSNBC host Rachel Maddow is the number one nonfiction book.
What's former One Direction singer Niall Horan up to with Selena Gomez? They sparked renewed interest in their relationship after he was seen with his arm around her following a dinner last week. And Selena was spotted heading to Niall's house here in LA that same weekend. She carried a bag full of groceries with her as she approached the property. A source close to the pair said, quote, "Selena and Niall are not dating. They have just been hanging out as friends. They have always been good friends and have kept in touch throughout the years," unquote. Well, we're keeping an eye on the both of you. Here's Selena Gomez's best buddy, Niall Horan, with the song of the week. Nice to meet ya.
I like the way you talk. I like the things you wear. I want your number tattooed on my arm in ink, I swear. Cause when the morning comes, I know you won't be there. Every time I turn around, you disappear.
That was Niall Horan with the Song of the Week. nice to meet you. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.